Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and my first guest, who is actually going to be doing, he's going to be doing double duty here. Not only is he doing a Statehouse report with me, but he's going to be my special guest co-host. It's kind of a bookend to our forum coming up in a few moments here with the Republicans running for the 9th Massachusetts congressional seat against Bill Keating. They're, of course, looking for the nod on September 9th to be the Republican nominee. Of course, that's coming up with Christine James, your moderator, the WATD managing news editor, who will be overseeing that. She does all of our political forums here. But Jim is here to do his Statehouse report like we did not too long ago. We had Sean O'Connell on a couple of weeks ago, and she had given us her insight into the end of the legislative session that just ended a couple of weeks ago. Good evening, Representative. How are you?
Kevin, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You got it. And we'll look forward to having you stick around for the next hour, and we can have you on to talk
with Warren Tolman. Looking forward to that as well.
So I want to give you an opportunity as a Democrat who has served your time in the House. Give me your impression on the legislative session that just ended, and whether it's some highs or some lows, and maybe some stuff that you worked on personally that was successful. Give us some insight, if you will.
I'd be happy to. One of the things that I'm most pleased that we had just recently that we completed on the issue of flood insurance. People know that we'll talk later on. We have Warren. We'll talk about some of the federal issues, but a bill that we just recently had signed by the governor gave some consumers, and frankly will help thousands of people in the state, stay in their homes, Kevin, because we had a bill that allows a consumer, if you are in a flood zone and you are told you have to have flood insurance, in the past, a bank could require that you'd have to take the maximum out, $250,000, regardless of the size of your mortgage. And that could be very costly for people who've lived in their homes for a long period of time. We just had legislation that I co-sponsored that was just signed recently by the governor that will give a choice to people that they can decide if they wish, they can get insurance solely for the amount to replace their mortgage. People can end up seeing savings that could be some, in some cases, people could save some 50% off their bills by doing that. And the legislation allows people to take a higher deductible. In the past, they were only allowed to do a $5,000 deductible. They now can take a $10,000 deductible. It will help people in both Marshfield and Scituate, and frankly, in the entire state. This is going to be very significant to help people stay in their homes.
And you have, what kind of feedback have you heard since this was signed into law?
Well, I've been doing forums in Marshfield and Scituate with folks to educate them about it. People are very excited. And part of it began with a constituent coming to my office. I was saying, look, at my mortgage is only $15,000, but I'm being told by my bank I have to have $250,000 of insurance. My flood insurance is skyrocketing. I just can't live here doing this. So people are excited to know, and I like to point out that an individual's voice, just coming to meet with your state rep or your state senator or the like, that you can make a tremendous difference. And that the flood insurance story, we repeat that over and over, that our two little towns, Marshfield and Scituate, we made a tremendous difference in federal policy. We really were the tip of the spear when these maps were being rolled out and Biggert Waters was being started. Our two towns are speaking out in unison. No one else in the state was aware of it, quite honestly. Other areas have already adopted their maps, so people are having rates that are skyrocketing. As a result of our hard work, I was proud to help to be one of the leaders, but there were many with the Marshfield Coastal Coalition, mm-hmm. Scituate Coastal Coalition, our selectmen.
You're picking out the flaws.
Yeah, we were able to prove through really great work of Congressman Keating, who was the one that hired people who were independent, who found that they used a model of a Pacific Coast wave model.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, here, and that's why the maps, Kevin, if people know me, I'm a pretty mild-mannered person, except for when I see things that are injustices, mm-hmm. And in this case, they were talking about
You almost sound like a superhero, Jeff.
the cape right here.
Just kidding.
But really, when people, it infuriated me when I had people getting bills for $68,000 for
incredible.
One year of coverage. It was ridiculous. It was killing our property values in these two towns. It was going to hurt tremendously people who wouldn't be able to pay their mortgage. We would have had widespread foreclosures. We all were incredibly angry, and it is just such a testament to our two towns that we were able to do a united front, bring down our federal leaders. For Senator Markey at first came to Haddad's, and we did a presentation. Senator Warren, Congressman Keating, Congressman Lynch, we changed federal law, and I had the pleasure being the state representative from these towns to fly back and forth to D.C. to help make the case. So that's one of the things I'm most proud of is that effort, and then the recent legislation that just was signed just in the last few weeks that gives us that ability for consumers to save some money off their flood insurance.
Let's talk about any of the other legislation or anything that you've been able to kind of push through as the session ended. Is there anything else were notable on?
Sure. We had an environmental bond that passed that we've been trying very hard to do dredging projects here in both towns, Marshfield and Scituate, kind of a lifeblood for our fishing industry as well as all our recreational boaters. You need to be able to get back and forth inside either the Green Harbor or Scituate Harbor or North South Rivers. I was able to get a $5.2 million bond authorization to dredge the South River and then part of the North River, take all of that material that gets dredged and put it right out on Fourth Cliff and out on Hummerock to help protect homes when there are storms. Mm. Something that I led on the House, bipartisan issue. Bob Hedlund got it in on the Senate side. The governor just signed that recently as well. It's a bond, so it's going to take some additional work. Doesn't mean it automatically gets funded. But I just went out recently with the Marshfield Harbor Master and Scituate Harbor Master to plot out how the work would be done. Our two towns have already put forward money to be matches, so I'm cautiously optimistic we'll have something that will happen there to help us with that important project.
I guess I would ask you out of my own list of questions while we have a minute or two left before we step aside for about an hour. How about as far as things like welfare reform or the gun legislation that was just signed into law? Any thoughts on any of that? Where would your support on that?
Of course. For the gun legislation, that was a bill that was endorsed in the end by both the Gun Owners Action League and on the other side by some of the handgun violence groups. That something we're very proud of in the House, bringing together these diverse interests. And I want to keep reaffirming to people, your voice gets heard. I had multiple calls, and frankly, I would not have voted for that first bill that came out. It was an undue infringement upon people's rights to be able to have, so long as they're not a felon, so long as they've had background checks, so long as they didn't have mental health. But we had great legislation that has national implications that passed as a result of some hard work of my fellow colleagues in the House. I was very proud to support that legislation. And to note that folks from the Marshfield Rod and Gun Club who contacted me, who had an active role to make sure that that was a good compromise bill. EBT reform in this session, something that I voted for all along, to require that every EBT card that people would have their picture on it, so it would make it very hard to be selling those off in the black market.
Being like a trading card.
That's right. That kind of thing to have, if people build up too much of a reserve for it, if they're not using them, that they get shut off, to have a better working with, as a partner with our local police, that if we see there are unscrupulous people in both sides. We had people in Brockton and Quincy, you know, business people who were not good business people who were taking advantage, right, paying people 50 cents on the dollar to people who might be addicts, which I want to get to the next issue. That we reformed. Very proud of that.
You want to have vendors who are upstanding and honest.
Absolutely. Mm. Opiate prevention, they're tied together, that we just passed model legislation that one will help when people are in the throes of addiction, that we've extended the mandate for how long they can have treatment and mandating that insurance companies.
Good.
So people won't just have a revolving door. In this session, we made sure that we have legislation to try to make sure we'll have tamper-resistant opiates so people can't just shoot them up right away or can't snort them up. We made sure we have a prescription drug monitoring program so that every time a doctor writes a prescription, it goes into a computer and people can't shop around for them. We need to help groups like Scituate Facts that have really been leading this issue, and there's a Marshall group that my wife has been helping to put together to help people be educated of how we can keep young people and others from becoming addicts. Programs like Phil Tavares and Mike Stewart have done by having their pill drop-off boxes right at the police stations, a great initiative with bipartisan, with Tim Crew supporting, that we can make sure people get rid of those things. And a final piece for economic development, I'm very proud of the fact that I got funds in, I got a legislation that passed that is called a seafood marketing program so that our hard-hit fishermen and lobstermen are going to have some ability to have products that get marketed, saying Massachusetts harvested. We want to make sure that our Massachusetts seafood is well known as Napa Valley wine or Idaho potatoes. We're going to come back, Kevin. We'll talk with Warren Tolman about what's happening with our lobstermen, because that's outrageous.
And we'll also talk with him about his campaign as well. But yeah, we will definitely bring that topic up, Jim. Thank you for doing the State House report, and thank you for your sticking around for the next hour until we can come back and talk more.
Look forward to it.
All right. You are listening to Monday Night Talk. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, it's going to be the political forum for the 9th Massachusetts congressional seat, the Republicans, four of them, who are going to duke it out and give us insight into why they are running for this seat and why they should be the Republican nominee come September 9th. You are listening to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD.